Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosier Land TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
It is Party Line. Always good to have you along. Thank you for starting your week with us here at WILO and Boone's Best 1027. Don't forget, we have some new things up on Big Deals. Again, Trisha's Redbird Cafe in Dayton and Bigby Coffee in Frankfort are both returning. And you can get those by going to WeLoveBigDeals.com or just going to Clinton, Carroll, or BoonCountyDailyNews.com and clicking the Big Deals tab.
We got an advisory for a road closure from Clinton County Central Dispatch. Frankfort Sewer Department will have Crescent Drive closed between Crescent Court and Outer Drive all day long, so please avoid the area so they can get their work done. I mean, they've been fighting the weather just like everybody else, so now that they've got a moment of time to where they can get some work done, let's let them get it done.
Absolutely. We do have another guest on the line with us. Sean Reeves is the Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing all right. Are you floating away over there, or how are things going in Boone County?
Well, we definitely got the same onslaught that everybody else did, but we're lucky that obviously we don't, you know, Boone County is generally a dry county as far as, you know, water. We don't have, you know, the most water. And so, but there's still Sugar Creek and there's still some other tributaries that are raised. And I know we've got some road closures. I think the biggest thing last week, in addition to the flooding, was it just the high winds. We had a lot of branches down, a lot of trees that were damaged, and some house damage as well. So I think the emergency crews over here and had done a great job trying to keep everybody safe. But, yeah, it's not been the best. I pray for our friends over in Hamilton County, down to Marion County, and even on up north. You know, Muncie, I know, got hit really hard, too. So just really rough to see everybody getting beat up so bad by Mother Nature.
Yeah, it really was. So, well, we're glad you're safe, and we're glad to have you with us here on Party Line today. And as we look at the schedule, you've got some things even coming up this week. Beginning on Thursday, we got an off the clock coming up.
Yeah, so our off the clock this week is at Witham Hospital. Great chance to show off all the great things that Witham Health Services does, and that's a networking event that's free to our community. So anybody's welcome to come out to it and eat some good food and have some refreshments and meet lots of great people. So that off the clock series is really all about highlighting all the great things in Boone County. So we moved around to different locations every month and to different business toasts that get a chance to talk a little bit about their business. But it's really the secret sauce is getting to meet a lot of great people and expanding your network. So invitations out to anybody who's wanting to come, they can go to our website, go to the events page and just sign up on there.
Awesome. Looking forward to that for sure. Then let's just go down the page here a little bit, because this one always looks fun for me and Melissa. The Culinary Collective is coming up as well. That's August 25th.
Yeah, that is for our restaurant owners and operators. And typically we come together quarterly and we talk about bringing a speaker or speakers to talk about just what's going on in their worlds and what we can help them with. And one of the things that every bit small business, especially all our owners, restaurant owners and operators are worried about is the expense control. So our next speaker is Scott Grosjean. He is the CEO of a company called Silverback, and they come in and look at your expenses and everything from your garbage to your copier to everything and tell you how you could be saving money, and they don't talk about your labor. So that's going to be the Culinary Collective speaker. So I would tell people, great for restaurants, but even if you're not a restaurant and you're looking to learn more about how you can trim the expenses and add to your bottom line, it's a program to show up for. And that's another free one that's open to any of our members, or if a non-member wants to come try it out, we're welcome to have them come try it out and take a look at it.
Yeah, I think people think it'd be easy to run a restaurant until they get into the restaurant business.
Well, it's when you're dealing with perishable inventory, I think that adds that extra wrinkle of, you know, hey, I'm going to, you know, I think this will go great this week, and this is what we're going to, you know, then you have a little bit of a slower week, and you got food that's hitting up the expiration when it's at its best, and so there's a challenge there. And anytime, you know, I would say that Americans in general, affordability is front of mind, so eating out sometimes is not always there. Sometimes they're looking for ways to, hey, I'm going to bring my lunch this week or do those things. So just unique challenges in the restaurant and hospitality industry in general right now.
You've got one on the calendar that I don't remember seeing before. What's Welcome Wednesday?
So Welcome Wednesday is, we do that once a month, every Wednesday, or once every month on Wednesdays. And basically it is, if you're a new member to the chamber, we're adding about 15 members a month on average right now. And so it's just a chance for them to learn more about their chamber membership and how to get the most out of it. Or if you're someone who is if you're someone who has been a chamber member, but you haven't been recently and you want to kind of get re-engaged, it's an opportunity for you to come and see what's changed about the chamber or what we have new, and get a chance to meet some of the new members as well. And so some of our people who are actually really engaged come to that just to meet the new members and welcome them. So it's been a really, really fun way to get our members kind of engaged early, because I always tell people a chamber membership is a lot like a gym membership. You know, the act of joining is great. You know, you kind of, you're going to expand your network, hopefully. You're going to get some marketing value out of it. It's a great, great membership to have. But if you don't come in, you don't see the benefits, and that's where the gym part comes in, because I could join the Y tomorrow, but if I don't actually go in and work out, I don't really lose any LBs. And as someone who probably needs to drop a few LBs, I should listen to my own advice.
That's a great analogy. I love that. You're adding 15 members per month. That really says how much growth is happening there in Boone County.
Yeah, it's been, you know, we've definitely seen an increase this year. I mean, the last, going really back to 24 and 25 were great years for us as far as adding new members. But this has been, we have already added more members this year than we did all of last year. And we're, you know, in August. So that tells you kind of how the year has gone. And last year was a good year for us, you know. So yeah, we've got over 100 new members so far this year and lots more joining. We're having conversations still like every day with new members, and it's been really exciting to see that growth.
That's crazy.
Kudos to you guys.
Yeah, no kidding. To have that kind of growth. Of course, that encompasses all of Boone County, but everybody thinks Lebanon. When you think Boone County, you think Lebanon. But let's talk about all those other entities out there that are adding those members.
Well, And to be completely honest with you, a lot of our growth, not, you know, it's still mostly Boone County, but we have a lot of members who join that are in nearby counties, but they see what's going on in Boone County and they're like, hey, we need to be networked in over there as well. And so they've joined our chamber. So we get a lot from Montgomery County, a lot from Tippi, Northern Hendricks, Northern Marion County, Clinton County as well. And so we're seeing a lot of that where we've become a little bit of a regional hub activity, and so that has helped drive membership as well. And it's nice because a couple of those businesses that have joined, they may have had a salesperson who was covering this area or an account exec, and now they're looking at sometimes, hey, we might open an office there. We're seeing enough business grow that, and so you're seeing that investment in Boone County by, hey, they dip their toe in to the county through the chamber, but now they're actually going to invest in the county, and that's what we really want to see.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, whether or not you were seeing any of that.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're a staffing agency, you may not have an office in Boone County, and using this as an example, but then you have an account rep who's up there. Well, they end up landing a couple of big accounts that are new to Boone County. Well, now they need an office so they can have a home base here in Boone County to serve all the new clients they've gotten. And that's kind of what we're seeing.
Sean Reeves is the Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director and also our guest on Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
Well, and I love the fact that you do a marketing meetup, which is great for all your members. And I know everything that you guys do is open to anyone, which is which is also fantastic that you open those doors. But talk about the marketing meetup and how that is a benefit to your members or anybody who attends.
Yeah, so the Marketers Meetup is targeted for our small business to medium-sized business members. Now, anybody can come, but that's who's really going to see the value of that program. And the idea behind it is you're a small enough business that you're doing marketing, you're out there, you know, doing things, and you might be on social media, you might be relaunching a new website, you've got your Google business page, all these little things that all these small businesses need to do to, you know, stay relevant and drive business into their doors. But you're not big enough to, or from an allocation of resources, you just don't have a marketing person, and you're not maybe outsourcing it, or you're outsourcing a piece of it, but you're trying to do some of it in-house. What Marketers Meetup does is every topic is based on what I call blocking and tackling basic marketing principles that someone who wasn't a career marketer may not know, but they still need to do those things. And so a great example is, your Google business page, Google changes the analytics every so often to where you have to really go back in and change your back end to get the most out of it. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to be as successful, and your results may drop off on some of the things that you've seen, coming from that. So we have a marketing professional come in and literally say, bring your computers. And he goes step by step through all the different check boxes, what they need to add in, this change. Here's a new field that you need to fill in differently. So he just does that for them, and they, trying to walk them through those basic things. And we've done how to make a CapCut video, how to best, what's the best cadence to email in, those sorts of things. And so just really some basic things, but very helpful to those folks that don't have a experienced marketer on their team, or they're not outsourcing their marketing.
What are some of the major concerns that you're still hearing from folks? Here in Clinton County, we struggle with housing. We have a few things here. You're bringing in a lot of housing. You've got a lot going on there. But what are still some of the concerns that you're hearing when you have meetings with folks?
I think that, the housing issue is still front of mind, because even though a lot of housing is being brought to market, it's diversity of housing that I think is the biggest challenge. We want to make sure that that working families have places to live. And that's, I think, most important is, that what we call workforce housing. We've gotten away from using the term affordable housing, because affordable to you and I might be different than someone else. And so it's really the term that's used now in workforce industry is workforce housing. Can someone who is working, a blue-collar pick-and-pack job afford to live in the area? And those are the things that you want to be able to do, is make sure that those folks have a place to call home based on what their wage is. And so that's kind of where we're working towards. And I think that's diversity housing is important. And it really all feeds back into, as companies are coming into, this area of our state, and that means Montgomery, Clinton, Boone, Tippecanoe, they want to know what the workforce situation is and how they're going to find workers, to fill their needs. And a part of that is that you got to have housing, got to have affordable child care available to people for working parents. And I'd say those are probably the two biggest we hear about the most. Transportation, not as much. We're blessed in Boone County to have Anita Bowen and Boone County Transit helping ease some of those pains. But that's not probably as big an issue for us. But I think affordable housing is huge, and child care is huge. And we've got some different people out in the community working on those things. There's a couple different task force, Community Foundation of Boone County, our friends at the EDC are helping tackle that as well. But it is something that has to be front of mind for all of our organizations on how we can continue to support the workforce development and solving those riddles out there, I guess you'd say.
For sure. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for Sean Reeves, again, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. And I'm wondering, you're bringing in all of this business. There's housing, there's restaurants. What is something that hasn't come that maybe you'd still like to see come to Boone County?
Gosh, I think what I would like to see is more investment in the ag sector. I think, our roots as we're an ag county, as our friends over in Clinton. And so I think one of the best things we can do as our friends at the EDC and government friends are obviously, looking towards seeing continued growth in our area, I would love to see a company with ag interests come in and be a part of the LEAP project or part of any kind of growth out in Boone County. I think that would be exciting. And I also think that it would be a little bit of a win for our farming community to see more ag development. So there's plenty of folks in that ag sector that, put in production facilities, put in, science facilities, because there's a heck of a lot of science in that world now. And how can we help with that and be a part of that? I think that would be really exciting. If I was going to say there's one thing that I'd like to see, that would be exciting to me.
Yeah, that would be. Now, you brought up, or you just mentioned the LEAP project, and we can't let you get off here without an update. I know with all the rain, I'm sure that slowed a little bit of some of the progress. But what's happening now? Give us an update on what's going on.
You know, really, I think we're still in full-on production mode there. Lebanon Project 2, which is part of the Lilly development, is open. We did there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony and grand opening for that. Gosh, I think it's been almost 2 months ago, maybe even longer. But that's up and running. So the remaining Lilly facilities would be LP1, which is Lead Project 1, which is the larger of the two, and then also the Medicine Foundry, which is going out on 32. They're both under, still being built. Obviously, weather beyond their control. I don't know what effect last week had. I'm sure it had an effect. I would find it hard. I know they're very safety conscious on all the projects. And so when you have the kind of winds that we experienced, I don't know how they wouldn't have been affected by that. That's that. And then obviously the metadata center is under full production. It's going in right across the street from the Lilly Project, or the Medicine Foundry. And, lots of dirt being moved, obviously. We're seeing that. They're still years away on that one. So I think it's just the production. We're seeing, obviously all of our restaurants currently are loving, the traffic that we have. I think our residents are probably sometimes a little annoyed, I guess would be a good word, but, it's a little bit of pain when you have this much development in one area. But I think the long-term gain, they understand that.
Well, you brought it, and I just had the question here. What is kind of an estimated completion date for some of, like the Medicine Foundry and then the data center? And I know that was obviously subject to change, but what's kind of the estimated completion date for some of these projects?
I don't want to speak out of turn and give a wrong date, and I think those are constantly moving. So what I'd like to do is let me chat with my friends on both projects, and then the next time I'm on, let me give you some updated timetables.
I think that's fair. We won't hold that against you.
Yeah. And the reason I say that is I know the dates that I had, and I know sometimes stuff can move a little quicker if the weather's good. I know we have not had a lot of cooperative weather, so I don't know where they're sitting right now. But I know, like I said, I know they're going at full mass out there trying to get everything done they can get done. But when you have weather like this, it just makes it tough.
You have so much going on in that community right now. What do you think, looking out maybe 5, 8, 10 years from now, that you might still like to see come? And what does that look like as things continue to change for Boone County?
Rather than saying, I told you I would love to see some ag investment, from someone in that ag world. That's one. But I also think what we really want to target and is making sure that when we're bringing in, it's not about industry as much as about and I know our friends at the EDC are very conscious of this and are target certain industries. But you want to see wages being above the average wage. I think that's the biggest goal, is to drive up that, that average wage number. That's great for the workforce to see that, and to kind of, so when we get into like bringing in things that have a need for more unskilled labor, I think that's where, not that we wouldn't want it, but you want to be conscious of balancing that out with, higher wage earning roles. And that's the one thing, not to open up a can of worms, but a lot of people will say, well, data centers don't bring a lot of jobs. And they're right. I mean, a lot of data centers don't, but the jobs they do bring in are typically higher wage jobs. They're not all, but a lot of them are. And so that's one of the things. While they may not bring as many jobs, quite often they're bringing in higher wage jobs, and that's helpful.
Well, and still those folks have to live somewhere, right? So they might be buying a nicer home and freeing up another home for someone else. I mean, there are other things that can come along with that.
Oh, absolutely. And I was actually at a chamber conference a couple weeks ago, and met a gal who works for the chamber out in Loudoun County, Virginia, and she mentioned that they had a lot of data centers there. And as someone who is in a county that's got one data center who's coming in, and you guys have obviously had data center conversations next door there as well, and I think there's lots of different opinions, but I was like, oh, you have a lot of data centers. How many do you guys have? 234 in their county.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, not all data centers are big.
Right, right.
you know. But to me, that was like my jaw. I had to pick it up off the floor because I was like, oh my goodness, 200. So it's it's from my understanding of talking to her, she said, you know, yeah, we have 234. You know, we're a county that used to be an ag county, and it's, you know, slowly progressed, and now we've become, you know, this is a big industry for us, is all the data centers. And so I just thought that was interesting to put it in perspective of, you know, no matter what you sit on, like, that would obviously, you talk about a shock to your system, that'd be a major shock to the system, so.
Yes, especially, I think, in this, like you say, kind of agricultural, industrial community, I think that might be a little bit of a shock. Anything else you would like to share with us today, Sean?
Well, the one big thing we have coming up that we'd love to have everybody get involved in is we have our Boone County Bites Food Festival Saturday, August 29th. Those tickets are available on Eventbrite. And I would tell everybody, if you want to come out, first off, it's indoors and it's air-conditioned. So no matter if we have a weekend like we just had where it felt like you walked out into a sauna every day, it's going to be indoors at the Witham Pavilion at the Boone County Fairgrounds. It's $25 for a ticket, and basically you'll have 25 restaurants there, and they'll all have serving or sample portions of food out for you to try. Now, it is a 21 and over event because we do have alcohol served there, but your ticket covers all your food. You don't have, and there's nothing for sale food-wise there. The vendors aren't there to sell. They're there to kind of show you the best of what they've got. We do a best savory bite and a best sweet bite that all the people who come get to vote on. And the idea is that just let's see all the best of Boone County has to offer under one roof. And then if you want to buy an adult beverage, you're more than welcome to. But that's not included in your ticket, to be clear. But everything else is included in the ticket. A lot of great restaurants are going to be there. And so great chance to get out, come out, enjoy an adult day, adult field trip out to Boone County, and enjoy all the festivities. It's going to run from 11:30 to 2:30, so it's a three-hour window on Saturday the 29th. There's live music, so if you're someone who likes to listen to some live music and have some good food and have a drink, we'd love to have you come and join us. $25. Those tickets are available on Eventbrite.
It sounds like fun, and it sounds very yummy as well.
Oh, it's you won't go away hungry. So, and we limit it to 400 tickets. It's not too much of a burden on our restaurants because they obviously, like we said, they don't sell there. They're just going there to kind of show you a little bit of what they've got. But if you haven't been to like Bodie's Steakhouse down in Zionsville, they're going to be there. You know, 1830, we'll have Backroads Barbecue, Jawbone Barbecue. So we got you covered on the barbecue side, obviously. Lots of different, a lot of sweets. So Boone County Cake Company is going to be there. Cochran's out of Jamestown is going to be there. So lots of different things, and we're excited to, it's always a fun event for us to showcase. It's grown every year to where we kind of have to cap it at a lower number just to make sure that people are having a great time and we're feeding everybody appropriately and you get a chance to sample from everybody. So if you come out, you won't go home hungry and you'll have a great day.
Saturday, August 29th.
Saturday, August 29th. Tickets, if you put in Boone County Bites into Eventbrite, they'll be the first thing that comes up.
Awesome. Well, it sounds great. It's always great to have you on. Sean Reeves, Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Mel has one more question here.
One more thing I wanted you to bring up. You are having a job fair. I know the job fair is not until October, but you have a deadline coming up this week.
Yes. Yeah, so for folks that want to get in as a hiring person or as a hiring entity, you need to get in. I think it's the end of this week is the deadline. We will work with people if they need some time, but it's we like to get everybody locked in early so we can start advertising who's going to be there. But the actual event is the first week of October. It's also at the Boone County Fairgrounds. I can tell you that Witham Hospital will be hiring there. Eli Lilly Corporation will be hiring there. FTIC will be hiring. I mean, lots of big name companies. So if you're looking to get a job in Boone County, we definitely love you to come out to that event. There's no cost to the job seekers. So it's a free event to come out. And we also have some resource providers there. And one of those ones that I talked about was Boone County Transit there. So if you're someone who needs help getting transportation to a job, they can help, you know, work out a plan for you, I guess is what I would say. We have interpreters there to help people if they need interpreter services for certain jobs. GXO is one of our big employers that will be there. It's a lot of the, I would say, the blue chip employers in and around Boone County will be present at this. So great time to come out. All types of jobs, everything from, you know, jobs at like an Eli Lilly all the way, you know, over to if you're looking more for hospitality type work or anything like that, because we've got hotels that are involved. It'll be a great event for us.
That sounds good. All right. We'll hear more about that hopefully next month when Sean is on again, and he is the Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Sean Reeves. How can somebody get a hold of you, Sean?
Sean@boonechamber.org. You can reach out to me anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. Always a wealth of information. We appreciate your time today.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you to Sean Reeves. Also, a couple of other things happening this week. Do we have time to go through those real quick, or we want to wait until...
You got all the time you want.
Well, I mentioned Football Friday, Clinton Central at Frankfort, and we'll be carrying that one on the radio this time, so you can look forward to that. Also, there's going to be free fitness. Zumba dance workout is today. That's from 4 until 4:30, and that is with Healthy Communities. You can look forward to that at Trinity Hope. Also, Tuesday, it's Fitness with Tammy, and so that's another fitness opportunity with Healthy Communities. Coming up today at with our Thorntown Public Library is the Lunch and Learn Immunizations. That's from 12 until 12:45 for seniors. If you're hungry this week, there's a Dine to Donate at Culver's. This is to support Frankfort Education Foundation, Teacher Grants, and United Way. Again, this is Wednesday, 5 o'clock until 8 at Culver's in Frankfort. It's a dine-in or carry-out. All you have to do is mention the fundraiser when ordering. So they are keeping it pretty simple. You don't have to take a flyer in or anything like that. Thursday Thunder Cruise In and Car Show is happening this Thursday. Of course, we do that on the first and third Thursdays. And this one is coming up this Thursday. That's right on Main Street in Frankfort. You can check that out. The City of Frankfort's annual bake sale, that's coming up on Friday, 9 o'clock until 2 or 9 until sold out, depending on how much is there this week. That's at the Old Stoney Conference Room. There's a movie in the park. That's coming up on the 21st as well. Zootopia 2, and all of those movies start at dusk, and they are free, and that is at right downtown here at the park. Also, coming up on Saturday, the Rossville Volunteer Fire Department is having a pancake and sausage breakfast. All you can eat pancakes from 6 o'clock until 9 at the Rossville Fire Station. That is for a free will donation. There's a Frankfort Outdoor Market, Veterans Park, 9 o'clock until 1 coming up on Saturday as well. We talked about the Summer's End Festival. Indiana Beach is having a ski show this weekend. Remember the old ski shows? Well, they brought them back a few years ago. And that is at noon this Saturday at Indiana Beach. Also coming up on Saturday, Wesley Manor Village Community Garage Sale. That's from 9 o'clock until 2. A wide variety of items for sale, bicycles, golf clubs, tools, home decor, you name it. Those are always great to get to, and that's coming up on Saturday as well. So that's what we will tell you as far as what we know is happening in the community. And as we find out more, we will let you know as well. Shan will be in tomorrow. Did we miss anything?
Just a quick reminder, stay out of the Crescent Drive area. Crescent Drive will be closed between Crescent Court and Outer Drive all day. So avoid the area so that the Frankfort Sewer Department can get their work done.
Okay, sounds great. We appreciate you listening. Shan will be in tomorrow right here for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.